I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Most polls put Donald Trump squarely atop the GOP presidential field in New Hampshire, but an intense battle is underway for a second and third place showing in next Tuesday's primary as candidates furiously crisscross the state to connect with voters. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman jumped on the campaign trail for a few days and has this report.
If you're wondering just how high the stakes are for the February 9th New Hampshire GOP primary, just listen to Ohio Governor John Kasich.
If I get smoked here, like killed, bottom of the pack, I'm going home to Ohio, and I'll have to be with my family and my friends. But I really want to go on, and it's going to depend on the state how well I do.
That was Kasich talking to an enthusiastic crowd at the VFW in Raymond, New Hampshire. In the past few days, Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and Rick Santorum all suspended their campaigns. Political analysts say there could be even more casualties following Tuesday's primary. Karen Mason of Greenland, New Hampshire, supports Kasich, but she says this year's crowded Republican primary has not helped her candidate.
There are too many Republican candidates, and so the vote can get splintered among those who really ought to be continuing. And we have loud people who, for whatever reason, got people's attention. And I don't think that's doing America a service.
So the pressure is intense on the remaining candidates to have a strong showing in New Hampshire. And from VFWs to college campuses to diners across the Granite State, GOP hopefuls are rallying the faithful and trying to convince the undecided. They're trying to reach people like Bill Zeiler from Bow, New Hampshire.
I'm looking to get a Republican in the White House. I want somebody who's talking straight, and I want somebody who's electable. Now, that may not end up the same person. They're politicians, right?
Zeiler was at a Ted Cruz rally in Hooksett, and with less than a week until the primary, he says he's still looking for a Republican candidate to support. Keene State College political science professor William Bendick says New Hampshire is filled with people just like Zeiler.
Voters in New Hampshire don't make up their minds until primary day. When you have close to 10 candidates competing with a high turnout state, with last-minute decisions being made by voters, we have no idea who's going to come in first, second, or third.
With such a crowded field, there are still a limited number of voters to convince. And as the candidates desperately drive from one event to the next, Bendick says it is likely that one or more will not continue on to the primary contest in South Carolina.
The numbers are going to narrow. New Hampshire is certainly a good place to identify losers and to narrow the field. The Republican elite wants neither Cruz nor Trump as the nominee. So they will pressure the candidates who are struggling, who are unlikely to win, to get out early.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who appeared in Keene early Thursday, hopes he's not one of those candidates. Christie got less than 2% of the Iowa vote, and most polls place him in the single digits in New Hampshire, behind Trump, Cruz, and Marco Rubio. He opened the Keene Town Hall meeting, positioning his campaign against Rubio's and warning voters not to be swayed by Rubio's polished image.
You know, a winning smile and a good read off a teleprompter or a set of notes is good, but what will that do for you in a crisis? See, the choices here are too important and too big. So over the next 5 days, I'm going to make sure you all understand what the choice is.
So-called establishment Republicans are looking for the candidate who will compete with and eventually overtake Cruz and Trump. A strong showing in New Hampshire could go a long way in garnering support and donations, and Christie told the crowd he was the guy to both win the nomination and defeat the eventual Democratic candidate.
You know, shopping time is running out. Just a few days left for your primary shopping season, and so now it's time for choice.
And with just 4 days until New Hampshire voters head to the polls, each Republican candidate hopes that his or her message resonates when it's time to make a decision. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in New Hampshire.